Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today, we're gonna talk about M&Ms. M&Ms, the candy. Because wow, we've talked about it on the channel before, but there have been a lot of developments since then, and it apparently needs clarification. So, to provide a quick recap of events. Not too long ago, M&M's altered their cartoon candies, the fake candy, the spokes candies. They changed the shoes on one, and that really upset Tucker Carlson because the candy wasn't hot anymore. I think most people remember that happening. Along the way, M&M's has made a lot of other moves that were designed to be more inclusive, trying to capture that market. And they're a favorite target of the right because they do, despite a lot of problems with the company, they do give a lot of money to causes that the right wing of the United States would consider left. And they do support Democratic candidates far more than Republican candidates. So they're an easy target. One of the more recent developments was a campaign that was just supposed to give money to some charities and help people out, but it was focused on women's charities, and this upset some conservative thought leaders, and it led to a well-known alpha male figure declaring that he didn't want the feminine M&Ms and he would not let them pass his lips. Which, I mean, that is a sentence. Those are words. M&M's, the company, put out a corporate statement. I'm going to read this statement now and then continue, but y'all need to hear this to understand everything that has occurred since. America, let's talk. In the last year, we've made some changes to our beloved spokes candies. We weren't sure if anyone would even notice, and we definitely didn't think it would break the internet. But now we get it. Even a candy's shoes can be polarizing. Which was the last thing M&M's wanted, since we're all about bringing people together. Therefore, we have decided to take an indefinite pause. Remember the word indefinite. From the spokes candies. In their place, we are proud to introduce a spokesperson America can agree on, the beloved Maya Rudolph. We are confident Miss Rudolph will champion the power of fun to create a world where everyone feels they belong. Now, if you're watching this channel, you have at some point in time been exposed to the concept of satire. This, to me, definitely seems like if the M&Ms had patches on their hats, they would be upside down. It's just dripping with satire. And nothing screams, take me seriously. This is definitely not a bit like bringing somebody from Saturday Night Live on. Conservatives took this at face value and they declared victory over the candies. If you were to type in M&M's woke on YouTube or wherever, you will come across major conservative outlets and personalities talking about how they won and they have defeated the fictional cartoon candies. Most of them do point to that phrase, "We have decided to take an indefinite pause," from the spokes candies. You keep using this word. do not think it means what you think it means. Indefinite means for an unknown or unstated amount of time. It does not mean forever. It could mean forever, but it is not definite. It's an indefinite amount of time, not really stated. I'll go ahead and state it. The Super Bowl. They're going to be back for the Super Bowl. And the company has almost confirmed this at this point because so many people did not understand what was happening, which, again, just goes to state for certain that conservatives are incapable of understanding satire, which kind of explains a lot of my inbox, to be honest. So the candies are not going away, despite the many declarations of victory, at least at this point in time. However, now M&M's has gotten itself into such a bind because people did not understand that it was a publicity stunt, that I have no idea what they're going to do now. It will definitely be interesting. I would like it noted that fictional cartoon characters appear to have more intellectual depth than a lot of conservative thought leaders. So there is that. But rest assured that at least at this point in time, it does appear that the candies have won. The war against M&M's may be unwinnable. Now, this, of course, is going to lead to yet another round of conservative backlash, which will, again, probably help M&M's sales. And it will lead to conservatives needing a new company to be mad at for trying to be inclusive because it's good for their sales. I would like to suggest Hershey's. I mean, look at this. It has pronouns in her, she, just like the pronouns. Pronouns are bad. Y'all should go after them. They're the real problem here. Hershey's. Her, she. They're trying to train your kids early and stuff. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.